Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful VBS program. And today is Friday, and it's Friday the 6th, May 2011. So let's do a clearing here for emotional stuff that you may have had. Everybody has some kind of stuff happening to them. If you don't, you're very fortunate. But if not, we'll do a clearing now for emotional stuff for the last week here. So here we go. Think of a situation that bothered you. Maybe you had your buttons pushed or more than one button pushed, but let's do one of those here. So here we go. Think of a situation, and we're going to release it. And I'll just do this the fast way. So right now it's cleared. Here we go. And think of one more. And here we go, and it's cleared now. Okay. So let's do a mental clearing. Think of a thought that you have repeating inside of your head. We'll clear that now. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Hi, and welcome everybody to Friday night with the Creation Light Ship and Ron Amatron. And Ron is driving today, so the sound might be a little bit in and out, but hopefully you guys can all bear with us as you did on Wednesday, so thank you. So today is May the 6th. So for anyone that's listening to an archive, most of the clearings will work on the archive unless Ron states otherwise. And we're on station 2 tonight. I see Maria is saying, is there sound yet? So hopefully you have found us on station 2. I'll type that in a second if I can. So Ron, what would you like to talk about tonight? Anything in particular going on?
Well, in through Nebraska and checking out Idaho, boy, they have some really strange ship clouds here all over the place, at least in Idaho.
Wow.
And these don't look like anything that I'm used to in Mount Shasta. Yeah, Wyoming had them too. These are clouds that kind of look like if you were to pull up some type of plant out of the ground, you'd have like the root system on it, and then going sideways from that, you would have some really large like fingers coming off. So to give you an idea how big these things are, just kind of picture, if you would, driving down a road, you know, and you're seeing whatever you can see out of your front window of a car. And on the far right, as far as you can see, you see like this bulb, round circle type of thing. And then you see these separate fingers coming out, like the left side of that, going all the way across the horizon. And these things are gigantic. And they were all over the place. And especially here in Idaho, where there's lots of these things up in the sky. What I think they're doing, I can't swear to it naturally, but I think they're maybe kind of forming an alliance with each other, and then they go out and do devastation from here somewhere else. And it could also be happening, you know, maybe in the northern states too here, but basically that's kind of what I think they're doing, is they're just connecting to the energies here of the churches, you know, in Utah and Idaho. There's an organization that, you know, is mainly in this area. It starts with an M. And I think they're using those energies from those people through all these really, really tall steeples and connecting to this energy. And from there, it moves on. Very strange. They haven't seen it anywhere else but here. So that's kind of my little philosophy on this here. And, boy, it's really intense here. So back to you, Carrie. That's my words of wisdom that I kind of picked up.
Yeah, wow, that does sound a bit much. Poor people there, goodness. So it looks like we have had a bunch of trouble with the sound, but I just clicked on the play button and I'm hearing it. So I hope everybody else out there can hear it. Maybe you can just type in and let me know if you have, if you can. Jay is saying I hear an echoed conversation, so I don't know if that's us or something else that you're hearing, but hopefully it'll be fixed soon if it's not already fixed. So I don't see any questions yet. We are having callers tonight if anybody would like to call in. I suspect that Ron and I are on lines 1 and 2, so if you guys would like to call in, try the 415 number, which is 415-287-0074. Line 2 might work. I'm not sure, but that, I think the 415 is probably the safest one. So if you have anything that you would like to ask Ron, or if you have any clearings that you would like him to do for you, that would be great. Or otherwise, you can type your question into the Fast Chat. And if you're new to the show, the Fast Chat, you'll see that written in blue just above the play buttons for Station 1, Station 2, and just hit that, and the Fast Chat will come up, and you just pop your name in and type a short question in the line where it says message, and then hit send, and it'll show up, and we'll try and get to your questions. And right now, we definitely will, because there are no questions. Oh, so Larry is saying, yes, I hear Ron talking about cloud ships, or ship clouds. Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Larry. So the sound must be good again. I'm sorry, what, Ron?
Yeah, these are the mother of cloud ships. And these are the weather makers, I think, that's causing havoc, because there's so many of them that I saw yesterday and today. It's just incredible.
Wow. So Marie R. is asking if you could speak again, say what you just said about the cloud ships, the ship clouds, because it
looks
like...
Yeah, they started off looking like if you, like, pulled out a raw onion out of the ground, okay? And one end has, like, a bulb on it, you know, circular base. So driving up I-80 as you were coming, into Idaho, on the right side, you would see this big ball in the sky, kind of. And then across the left, all the way across the sky, as you can see, you see these fingers coming off of it. And there was many of these things. But we saw that, and we saw one big, gigantic cloud ship, just humongous, anyway, and then in Idaho, there's the whole sky is filled full of these things. So that's the way it is here. This is southern Idaho by I-80. And I was saying, I think maybe they're pulling energy, the weather maker clouds, we'll call them, pulling energy from the churches here that have very high steeples. And the organization of the churches are with an M. And they're also in Utah. So they're all around, and I think they're using the people's energies connecting to them and the earth here and everything else in the sky. They haven't seen them elsewhere like this. So those two are kind of maybe linked together. Can't guarantee that, but all I said, I'm pretty correct here. So anyway, that's kind of what we were seeing, and it's very interesting. So, back to you, Carrie. We can get callers out if you wish.
Yeah. I gave the number out, the 415-287-0074, if anyone would like to call in. We do have a question from Jay. Jay is asking, why are the different emotions broken out as separate healings, even though they are all also included in the emotional clearing?
Okay. I'll answer that slightly different here, then I'll answer the question. When I do the sample clearings on emotions, you must pick one particular emotional situation that you dealt with. Remember, the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. And we have to pick one. So that's not actually the question that's being asked, but I thought I'd just mention that to you. So during the samples, you must just pick one thing, and we'll release that one scenario. The reason why we had to do additional emotional healings broken down into categories is because the physical body was so dense that the one emotional clearing was not strong enough to do it all. And that's just the way it was. When I first started doing clearings, I only did one emotional clearing whole lifetime, one whole lifetime mental clearing, a sensory clearing, which is your emotional past lives. Then I would do a 4-in-1, and that's what the lightship thought everybody needed here. And then all of a sudden you have people complaining about they have some energy with fear maybe or anger, and they wanted to get that released. And so all the clearings then we had to recreate because people needed additional clearings. Believe me, I wish I wasn't doing them, but the body's so dense, and the energetic bodies had to come in line and online for people who were more dense than others. And so that's the reason why we have additional clearings. If your parents and grandparents clean themselves out, throughout their lifetime before they conceived you, you probably wouldn't need the additional ones. And just the one would do that. But unfortunately, most people's parents and their grandparents and going back in generations do nothing about doing that. And from there, remember, religions took them sideways, especially Christianity. And that's what Jesus was doing for ascension. So it wouldn't be too hard for somebody with just, a pea brain to figure out if Jesus did it, 2,000 years ago to clean out people's emotional traumas and situations of judgment. Why aren't we still doing that? You can just connect the dots there. It should say, yeah, we should be doing it now too. But somehow the churches took it in a different direction and claimed that Jesus would do it in the future at some point in time, so you don't have to do any work on yourself, and that's not correct. So that's the reason why we have additional clearings broken down into different categories and specializing into healings is only because the basic emotional clearing does not go deep enough, unfortunately, because you have more energetic bodies that the Earth Spirit put online to help protect you, and that's the reason why we have so many clearings. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Jay is just also asking about the emotional clearing. He's he or she is saying, what does the unlimited option do?
Okay, the unlimited is very good. Remember, when you do a clearing, whenever you did that, the clearing only works in that particular moment in time, that second when you started going back throughout your life. It doesn't go into your future. So let's just say that you started the clearing at 12 o'clock, noon, and you have the whole clearing done. Well, what comes after you at 12:01 going into the future, because you're living life, continuously, does not affect it at all, and will have no effect on your future. So the reason why you want the unlimited is so that you can keep that healing current in your life. So keeping current is very, very important so that you do not have energy to get accumulated again in that energetic body, like the emotional body. And like I always say, if you get that unlimited clearing, it's $50, and all the clearings that we have for the whole lifetime have the additional $50 clearing with them for the unlimited usage. But the most important one, I feel, is the emotional one, and I would recommend getting the unlimited on that so you can get on it twice a day or three times and clean yourself out. It's very, very useful. And all of a sudden, when something happens to you by somebody coming into your life causing a problem for you, and they push a button of yours that got resurfaced from your past, from your genetic past of your ancestors, then you can clean it out, and you don't keep accumulating more stuff. And that's why we had to do the unlimited to keep people current. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So you were mentioning earlier about how the light beings see us in divine perfection, whatever condition we're in. And Stephanie has an interesting question following up on that, and she's asking, does the light see suffering in suffering animals in divine perfection also? And if so, what chance do they have for relief?
Okay, yeah. In fact, I've seen quite a few animals that were run over driving on I-80, and I would just clear their spirits. And we had a lot of them, a couple of skunks, a couple of cats were actually with us in the vehicle driving. And so that's what I always do in an elk. That's what I always do when I see something that's dying. The light ship, at some point, will more than likely clear those. I normally do a clearing for whatever I see physically. And then also, at some point, the light ship will bring those energies to the light. That's what ascension is for, is to bring those energies. So remember, animals don't have that much baggage. And typically, they're not going to be bringing back into another body, you know, the densities either, because the darkness will clean them off. And this is what happens. So the animals normally are locked in here just like we are, and once every 2,000 years, they will have the chance to leave, and more than likely all of them will leave. But the people, because of not working on their bodies and having so much judgment, will not be able to do the ascension unless they have clearings done. This is why, you know, if I was talking to you right now and you lived for 2,000 years, what I would tell you right now is to tell all of your ancestors to clean out their bodies before they conceive a child so that they're more pure than they are. Remember, your offspring should be have less baggage than you have, because you're supposed to be doing that work. This is the teachings of Jesus, and it was just forgotten and omitted. So, yeah, the animals will be leaving here at ascension time, and I'm sure that they were probably also released when the light ship released all the spirits, emotional bodies from the graveyards a couple of years ago or so. So I know that was in October, I believe, maybe going on maybe 2 years this October or 3 years. I just can't remember. Maybe 2 years. Yeah, I think 2 years this October, I think, is when they did that. So back to you, and that's part of the prophecy that's in the Bible, that Jesus would come and raise the dead in a sense, which is the spirits, not raise the bodies up to walk around, but to raise the dead and to give them everlasting life or whatever. You may know the Bible better than I do, but that's what happened a couple of years ago. That prophecy's already been fulfilled. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have a request from Tina for a timeline crash for frustration.
Hey, that's fine. We can do that. So a timeline crash for frustration. Here we go. Now, for the new people, the timeline crash works with emotions. This is how you become abducted and go off into many, many parallel lives. Many would be probably over 10 to maybe 100 of those. And then the aliens sell you on the timelines to other alien groups or individual aliens. So this helps you get off that timeline, which in that timeline, when we clear it, could be attached to maybe 50 other timelines that are tangent to it as you're being sold. So it gets to be kind of complicated, but that's the easiest way to talk about this. So when you're taken off the timeline because they abduct you with your emotions, then and all of a sudden you're freeing yourself and maybe thousands, if not billions, of people. Here we go, frustration. One, two, three, four, five, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Because this timeline doesn't appear to be that long for people. I would say probably 20 minutes. So during this program, you should feel some relief from this clearing, and you may have some anxiety possibly. You might feel your stomach kind of twitching or something, because frustration can tie you into knots. So in about 20 minutes, you should feel pretty relieved. Another clearing looks like on the fast chat here. Eleanor would like a clearing for stomachs, so let's do that. So stomachs normally are alien critters. So we'll get rid of some of the black snakes that are in people's stomachs. Here we go. Taking these out. This is what we do on the 8-hour calls, along with you can do the same type of clearing on the $30 a month alien attack removal. So here we go, black snakes. One, can you release in those? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We're going to do the poison, waste products, and carcass removal of the black snakes in your stomachs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have another timeline crash request for a word, the word Thor, T-H-O-R, from the new movie that's just out of that title. Nima is on.
Well, that really is
that.
An emotional thing. We can try that, but here we go. Crashing the word Thor, T-H-O-R. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm yawning. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Freedom has an interesting question relating back to the animals. Freedom's asking, should we do an entity clearing after seeing dead animals on the road?
Entities won't really be an issue. Their spirits just go. They don't really have an emotional body. So just by clearing spirits, yeah, we can do some of that here. So here we go, getting rid of the spirits that were in the animals. We'll do that right now, a basic clearing for the ones that are here on this planet that have died, that haven't left yet. So it'll be a pretty heavy-duty clearing. So use the word stronger. Bring up the light pin on your monitor screen if you want to watch the energy change here. Then we'll do the clearing. So here comes the light beam. Bring in the males. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now we're going to release the dead animal spirits to the light ship. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Jay is asking if there is a clearing for impatience, feeling impatient.
Well, I don't have one on the website for impatience, I don't think. Maybe it could be on the self-empowerment clearing. Maybe somebody could check that if they've had that clearing to see if it's on there. But we'll do one right now. So remember, on these samples, I can only do one issue. At a time. So just think of, I'll do three issues of impatience for people. So first think of one if you have one for being impatient. And you just bring it up to think about it so we can release it from you. It'll just be one of the times, maybe out of a couple million that you may have during your lifetime, but we'll get rid of the one that you think of. And that could very possibly slow down that situation with you of being impatient for a particular thing. Remember, once the energy is activated in you, then it haunts you. And then it's like another another brick in your backpack. It gets heavier each time. So here we go. Impatient. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That one's clear. So think of one other issue of being impatient, and it could be any time through your lifetime. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And get one more issue here for impatience. Think of it, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. We'll turn back over to Carrie again. And Ed has a thing on the fast chat about a YouTube, a creation of a UFO in Brazil. So if you want to go to the fast chat, you can check it out. He has it listed there. He may just copy it and take out the dashes that are in there to find it. So here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just hopped on the self-empowerment. I don't see impatience listed, but there is number 39 in the drop-down box on the self-empowerment clearing. You can put in anything that isn't any other issue that isn't listed, so that would be a place where you could go and clear that off. So that's a $50 clearing that is gives you 6 weeks day and night that you can go on any time and clear 38 plus any other issues that you can think of. It's a long list. There's a lot of stuff here that you can clear off yourself that might be getting in your way. Let's see. Candy is asking for a clearing for the throat.
Okay. So let's get rid of some alien critters. And let me see what people could have in their throat. It's looking like there's some energies. They look like little black bugs. So here we go with mini legs. We're going to take these out. Here they go. Say goodbye to them. These are hanging on to your esophagus and also around your tonsil area. And if you don't have tonsils, you're still having those energetically, and they can still attach to you. So here we go. Getting rid of these critters in your throat. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do the poison waste products and dead carcasses. And I'm seeing tons of ship clouds here, as normal. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you should feel better. It's very interesting being in this state of Idaho, and it's pretty windy at times, even in Wyoming. And you look up in the clouds, and they don't move. So if you're new to the program, that's one indication that the clouds are just forming around something that is physical, and it's not moving either. But the clouds don't move because it's attached to something that's not moving, which is a UFO. And there's lots of them here in Idaho, a lot of ones that go really long. I can't tell you how long they are, but right now I could probably say there's about 20 of these things that I'm visually seeing in the sky. And some of these things are like... they're long. I would say whatever your vision is, I would say they're probably 100 miles in length. But anyway, see how your throats are feeling, people. And right now I'm doing some fighting on these clouds right now, so I can multitask quite easily. So back to you, Carrie.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. So Larry has a question. He's asking, is it logical to say that God or God workers came to the earth?
Okay. I got to, can you repeat that again slowly?
Yeah. Is it logical to say that God's workers came to the earth?
Well, the aliens came and they, you know, planted their religions and scared people to death to have them believe in them. So, yes, so that's what we have here is now after, you know, remember, we've had a lot of cultures that have vanished and the aliens are still, you know, affecting them. So, yeah, the God energies, you know, did not create the earth, but they did come in here to corrupt it. That's why we have the weather patterns happening here. It's not from the earth energy. The earth energy is conscious enough to stop any of that. It would bring rain to where the rain needs to be. In fact, if you just think about it, you know, there are some Native Indians that know how to do rain dances, and they would bring the rain to where they needed it. So they're connecting to the earth spirit to bring in rain. And there are people who are not Indian who can use radionics to do that. So, you know, you're still using some type of energy. The radionics may not be the earth spirit, but, you know, you can change things. So using radionics, that's kind of more like an alien technology that you can use typically to move something. I remember seeing a video a long time ago where somebody wanted some rain, and they showed I think this was in the 70s where San Diego kind of got flooded out or something like that in Los Angeles, and they had rain in the middle of summer, and this person was able to do that. It was quite interesting to watch the rain come within be a half an hour to an hour, and he told everybody what he's going to be doing, and I don't know where he is now, but anyway, so he's using, in a sense, alien technology to bring in the rain. He has some little boxes that have things spinning inside of them. But that's the same kind of thing, is that the God energy is to come in here and corrupt things here. I'm not saying the guy with the radionics did that, but they are using a force outside of the earth spirit. And when you use something outside of the earth spirit, and the earth spirit knows how to protect everything, and it would not never harm anything here because it's not needed. And so when you do have harm, and what's happening now and you know, on the Mississippi River and stuff, it's not, you know, it is the God energy's doing it. And so, you know, it's not source energy doing it. And it's also not not the earth spirit. They're doing it because they want to cause devastation to humanity. So, the God energies are what's wrong with this planet, and people bring them in when they go to churches. So the aliens really have a good thing for themselves with their indoctrination and the mind control on people here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have, let's see, Donna is saying the impatience clearing hit my heart hard. And Freedom is asking, can impatience be crashed as a timeline?
Yeah, it could be, yes. Uh-huh. So we'll do that right now for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'll do a timeline crash for impatience. Here we go. And remember, the energy, you might feel a backlash on it, and you're probably feeling some relief now from that one clearing that we did, frustration, I believe. So here we go, timeline crash for impatience. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do another clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do some clearings for that we normally do on the 8-hour calls for people. It'll be a week from this coming Saturday when they start. We'll give you a little heads up here. So let's do the jellyfish energy that sits on the top of your head. We'll take some of that away from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Excuse me, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Interesting to see these clouds here in Idaho. They're kind of like really big clouds, like in the sky where it's like you have a storm cloud. And how it spits out these, alien ships out of them. Or the cloud kind of, the gigantic cloud that you'd see all over in top of you would kind of like have separations between them. And off of that, like the large ships would break off from that, kind of like they're, you know, like breaking off a piece of something. So I'm going to do a timeline crash for these here. And like I said, there's quite a few here. Now there's about 50 clouds that are forming. They kind of look like fish in the sky, you know, in a sense, floating, or like submarines, you know. So here we go. Some are just gigantic, you know, like halfway across the horizon. Here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll ask for the United States military to come in here also to help out the ones from the World War II and also World War I right now to come in to give us some assistance here. These are the ones that traveled in time to come back to fight the aliens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, the clouds are breaking up to the right here. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, I can see them separating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, the big mass up here is starting to crumble. Very interesting to see space between them now. 1, 2, 3, 4. You might check your skies, everybody, if you have skies out there. If you do have clouds, and you might see them crashing too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so let's see, a little bit ago, KM was saying that they felt something enter their head and they feel it moving around. And I think that was when you were doing, I think you were removing something then. I'm trying to remember when I saw that pop up, but they're wondering what that is.
Yeah, we'll have to have her get back on again. Or him to see what it is. You know, what clearing were we doing? That's what I'd be interested in.
Oh, okay.
We can work with energies again here, and I'll just take off some more of that octopus energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll get rid of the octopus poison, waste products, and the dead carcasses that have died inside of you. And I think we're dealing with head energy right now. And also throat energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Yeah, Janice mentioned about, will this help Wisconsin? Yeah. So just we'll have, yeah, I'm sure the military is looking, the United States military is looking at all different things now because they're up there battling right now. But I am seeing the clouds getting dispersed here. There's still lots of them. I mean, more than you'd ever want to even think of seeing. But a lot of them are sinking in the horizon here. So here we go. To you, Carrie, I guess.
Okay, so we've had several people asking this evening how the Earth Spirit is doing. What percentage the Earth Spirit is at?
The Earth Spirit is still what it was. I'm not sure exactly the number right now. I think it's probably about 43%, and that's not in wholeness. That's what they could retrieve. Parts of it, so the Earth Spirit is probably sliced and diced like they do to us elsewhere in the cosmos here of the dark side. So it moved up a little bit, I think, but it's still not not whole and complete by far. So
okay.
Do some more timeline crashing for the aliens here. Alien ship clouds, and you may see them if you can look out your window. They'll probably start to turn. Slightly down. When they get terminated, they'll turn dark in color, and they may start to actually, like, fall down from the sky a little bit and get at a slight angle. Normally, they're parallel with the planet here. So, if you see any ship clouds that are getting dark, that means that they're being blown up on the inside, and you're just the residue from them. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, I see a cloud with a box out of the bottom of it. That's the newer type. They have like a square box sticking out of it, kind of like it would be if you were to see the Goodyear blimps, you know how you look from the bottom with the little square box. Some of the new alien ships have that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Demo, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Demo is asking for an anxiety healing, please.
Okay, so let's do it slightly different. Let's take away some entities that could come into you to do anxiety, because entities do cause a lot of our problems. If you deal with anxieties, then entities can bring the anxiety to you more and more and more. So here we go. Entities for anxieties. One, getting rid of entities. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we have, looking at the clouds here, just kind of switching slightly. There are like pieces of clouds that are like dispersed. They don't have a physical shape like they had before. And just like fragments up in the sky of just something that was there, and it's like falling apart. So that's the way it looks after they've been hit by light. And they'll just kind of sit there, and the waste products would fall down. It's very possible. Like when I was in New York, when they had one that was very large, I think people smelled the rainfall and the ice coming down from the sky. It smelled like metallic. So that was when hail came, large balls. But here I am seeing like the clouds are broken apart now quite a bit, which is pretty good. And they don't have a large mass. It's just like fragments. And it's getting dissipated, and you can start to see the sky behind them. Okay, so that's entities. We'll do a clearing for anxiety now. You have an anxiety that you may have, and you may already feel better by getting rid of the entities that are bringing you the energy mentally for anxiety. So you can pull that now to see how you feel by getting rid of entities, these Klingons that are giving you stuff, and now we're going to do a clearing for anxiety like we'd have on the website. This is a sample. So getting rid of one of your anxieties, you have to think of something now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, so Shelley is asking about the clouds. She's saying, so ship clouds are not good. Where do they come from?
Well, they come from aliens. Remember, all clouds, typically, if you see them with flat bottoms, should not be here. So the aliens are invading our planet. And when you see the flat bottom clouds, there's a UFO behind it. And they come from alien races out there in the universe. And they crept into the universe of light here to control our planet with mind energy. To control our governments and everything else, including yourself. So everything here is controlled. As above, so below. And so, you know, if there was good ones here, where are they? That's my thing here. And since they're not here, you know, helping us out and only causing devastation, that's the problem that we have here is the aliens. And the wars that we have here are caused by the aliens having their own alien war, connecting to different people. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. I don't remember who, but we've had, actually, I think Candy and then Janice also, and maybe one other person earlier, they were asking for a pain healing for different parts of their bodies. So,
well, what I'll do is take out entities.
Okay.
So that's, we'll see what that helps. So if you have a physical problem that you're dealing with, we'll take away entities now to help you with that. Because entities will give you problems in your body. Remember, if you have an ache someplace, you could be drawing hundreds of entities to it, causing you the problem. So here we go, entity clearing. Getting rid of entities, you have to think of what you have now to get them released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're taking that special area that you're thinking about. It could be anywhere in your body where there's pain or something. Taking away the entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so here we go. So Shirley's asking about what star system. No way to know, you know. There's thousands of aliens here. Doesn't matter what star system it is, they're here. So you can't really get too mental with this here. All you have to know is that aliens are no good, and they're here to cause us mind control and to cause the planet harm. They've captured the Earth spirit, and there's problems. So people that felt a relief here from entities, do your whole lifetime entity clearing. That's what's needed to get rid of them, because they're probably still in you from when you were a child. Maybe you had a problem when you were a child. They're still with you. They're not going to leave you. Only if you get rid of the problem that you had then, they bring you addiction. So entity clearings are very, very important to do. So our show is coming to an end here. I will not be able to do the Q&A tonight, but I will do it next week. So I can't do it tonight. It's just too hard for me. Our next BBS program will be tomorrow. And at midnight, we'll do Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll go there first off and do some healing on the Lightship. This is what we do on our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday calls, so you can get an idea of what it's like. And we're also going to the same type of clearing we do on our 8-hour calls. The 8 hours deal with the aliens that are living inside of you, these parasitic life forms. So you may understand that by having these clearings of these things taken out of your throat and the octopus and you know, the stuff that we did on this show tonight. So Carrie, back to you. And the 8-hour calls start in a week. Saturday call at the beginning of that. So that's the 14th, then 15th. The 14th is a 4-hour call, and the 15th, 20th, and 29th are 8-hour calls apiece. You can be absentee if you wish. No problem with that. A lot of people do that. And we'll be sending out an email probably very shortly here for people. If not, you can send me one, if not on our email list. And the cost is $200, and your spouse or loved one living with you is half price. And children living at home under 18 are free, and so are your animals and pets. And you can also, if you can't afford the $200, you may want to go on to the alien attack page for $30 a month. But the advantage of the 8-hour calls is that you're on the light ship in quarantine for the whole month. So they're doing a lot of work on you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Kathy's just saying, thank you, Ron. The entity clearing was a big help. And they all the clearings were, she's saying. And Shirley is saying thank you also. We got a lot of wonderful clearings tonight, Ron. Thanks for doing the show tonight while you're driving. I'm sure that is a little bit tricky for you. So thanks very much from all of us for doing that. And as Ron said, the next show is tomorrow, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern time. And we can all get to go to the light ship for a little while. So I have 56 after. I think we're probably at the end of the show here. So I'll just sign off. And thanks for everybody that typed in questions. If we didn't get to your question, just bring them over tomorrow and type them in on the Saturday FOSS chat, and that will be back on Station 1. So see you all then. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, we'll see you later, everybody. And do think about that entity clearing. I don't normally talk about it that much, but if you do have a problem, you could have entities causing it for you. And that's why we do samples on that, because you may have a physical problem, and it just could be entities. Your problem could only be like 5%, but you got so many entities coming in and living off of you and giving you that extra problem that it could be 90% of your problem, 95%. So you may want to do the entity clearing if you have a physical condition, because they will harm you to take away the energy of what they're experiencing. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, everybody, for coming on tonight. We'll see you later. The light beam will be energized for the next hour with some wonderful peace energy. Good night, everybody.